Bettis Fish Camp, right where you're sitting here. This old place right here used to be garden. Over here was smokehouse. But they lost all this. Coghill took all this away. So you file over the natives. Now it's, now I got the ground here from Coghill, see? That's the way it works, see? So they're losing ground all over, so they don't care no more. It's okay, they want to do that. Let the government take care of us. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I know. I go to all these meetings. I know all about them. See? That's the way it works. And now they're getting mad because people like you people are coming in, hippies and stuff. They really, natives, you don't, you think natives are real good, but I go to all these big meetings and I know. But near everyone I go to, when they have these big meetings, when they come from all different villages, they talk about this stuff. They don't want them come on from the state no more. They want to try to stop them at the border, no more allowed. But I try to tell them, I say, people's free, people is people, but they don't like it. I say, they might help you, but they don't believe it. They won't help us.
What do they think?
They think no good. Say, too many Indians now, we don't want no hippies up here. So I'm for the hippies, and I'm trying to talk to them. I say, they'll benefit you, and they are. But they don't want to go along with me. They think right now, like you hang around me a lot too long, come to me all the time, Cricket, Tony, since you've been with me.
Would you tell me when you first started building fish wheels?
When I first started building wheels? I started, let's see. I was 9 years old when I started, I remember that, yeah.
How old are you now?
Me? Yeah. I'm 46 right now. And I had my first wheel and I built it in White Eye. That's where we started. My father had a big mink ranch. My father had a big mink ranch that he bought mink, you know. The mink was a good price at the time, ranch mink. And we all had to have wheels to feed those mink during the winter. We had over 1,000 mink and we had to breed them. And that's where my dad started. He's a white man, you know. And I had my fish wheels and put up my own fish and stuff for my dogs. And then half of it go to my old man and half of it go to me and the dogs. But I had to cut 60 cords of wood for it every year to, on top of it. I had to work when I was a kid, see? Them days we had gardens, big gardens there. White Eye is still there. Some of the gardens, the fenced in there. You been there? Big, you see that big fence down that way? That's where the garden was. That was all solid garden. We had to use to mowed up just by hand, no plow, nothing. Put in gardens in the spring, work like heck, and my mother and all. Them days, you don't get nothing, you just had to earn your way. They had to do it, that's why I'm so mad at this doggone, everybody getting the hand on it. Government is spoiling us. We're the government, the people, but I mean, they spoil us, they spoil the people. They should just take everything away and just see how they can get good leaders, something like that. People like try like me. Say, give me a, if the government spends some of that money and give it to me to buy fish wheel wire, nails, and somebody that in charge that'll see it go to good thing instead of give it to these persons that's going out and waste it. And then I'd have some. Look at these guys that get assistance now. Well, they don't ever go trapping. Last winter I went out trapping there and I made a good steak for the summer. Real good steak. Just in a few months I've been. Kirk knows it. There ain't very many people do that no more. Nobody do that. They can do just the same as I do, but they don't do it. They got the chance to do it. The government give them the money for it. They give them the assistance to go out, but then they go to, they abuse it. They just spend it. Then they got nothing, and they have to come crying to me. Then I break down. Look at right now that roll of fish wheel wire there. I got two of them, and I already loaned them guys wire, and they never give me back from times before, so I just turned them down. Yesterday, I turned about six people down, and there's none in town nowhere. There's some in Fairbanks. But they ain't got the money to buy it because the BIA already gave them money.
When do you start building your fish wheel? Or when do you repair the fish wheel in the summertime?
I would generally start in June. You know, after ratting and trapping or muskratting, come back and I start right away. Everybody used to do that.
Early June?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, around the 5th, 6th of June, everybody start all over, even Mento and all the way down the river.
What are the first things you do?
Everybody hammering all over, huh? First thing they do is get poles, get raft logs when the water is high and tie them all along the bank. You don't even see that no more. They give up. They used to go out. Everybody used to have canoes. All the natives used to have canoes. right here. I bet you there were 30 canoes along this river right here. Right from here up to Nina, up to Thomas Albert Camp. Everybody had canoes, homemade canoes, you know. Paddle out, get the driftwood, pull it in. Kids tie them up. They're having a lot of fun. Right now, nothing. They're just going like this. Playing basketball, stuff like that. You know, white people ruin them, you see.
They pull in the logs that drift down the river?
Yeah, they pull them in.
What are those logs used for?
Fish wheel.
Which part of the fish wheel?
The raft and the axle and the waist of it. Some of them is too short or something like that. All that wood they piled on the bank and they use for firewood during the winter.
You make a raft around the fish wheel to make it float on? Is that what those logs are for?
Yeah. Well, you use them logs to build a raft with. And then you cut poles and everything to build a box and the chute, and everything is made out of poles. There was no wire them time too. And when I first built a wheel, mine was all made out of small spruce willows. There was no fish wheel wire. We can't buy no wire, didn't have money to buy wire. What little wire the dad used for the keep the mink in the cage, you know? We built them close together, that close together, small spruce poles. And then when the fish come, boy, they just slide down there and hit that. All homemade. I could build a fish wheel like that. All homemade. There ain't gonna be no, except the nails and stuff. But a long time ago, they used to tie them all together, willow roots and stuff. It could be made yet, but it's a lot of work, you know.
Yeah.
I can do it, but I ain't gonna do it because there's nails and stuff. And then that time I built wheel with all spruce. You know, a lot of people do.
Do you do any fishing in the winter? Ice fishing? Oh,
yeah, a lot of ice fishing. Put nets through the ice.
What kind of nets?
Nets the woman makes, they weave them, you know. My wife makes fish nets, still make fish nets. She got one she made this spring, brand new one. 45 foot long, big one, white fish net.
What does she make
it out of? Nylon, strings, thread. She buys them surplus store.
Can I ask you more about the fish wheel? In the old days, how long did it take you to make a fish wheel? How many days?
Oh, generally take, when we used to be in a rust a long time, it used to take 3 days from the time we start. We get all the logs is there and everything, you know.
How about today? Does it take very long to make a fish wheel?
No, we finished that basket today. If we work now, we could finish it by tomorrow. You know, we really want to go at it, but we got one running, so we're not rushed. Used to build a fish wheel down there, and you had a little tiny square-ass boat, you know, and row up the river, and sometimes you sail, too. Big canvas they put up and sail up the river. Yeah, they used to sail up the White Eye. They had a little boat, you know, they make it. And they little fish wheel, they had fish net most of the old time. They make their own fish nets. They use twine, you know, for making it. No more of that. You don't see people, native people, sitting down knitting nets now. No more. It's all gone.
How many people had fish wheels in the days when you first started making the fish wheels?
I don't know. I didn't travel on the Yukon. All I know is between Fort Beaver and Fort Yukon, maybe about. But near everybody had fish wheels. There was lots of fish clubs. I remember when we used to go up with the gas pool. There was fish wheels all over, Harris. Camps all over. Paul Kelly and all. Chandelier people used to come down from the mountain. Everybody put fish wheels there. At Beaver, too, there was camps all over. Fish camps. Gee, you could see fish camps down the river like that. All the natives had fish camps. They dry them. They got to dry that fish for the winter. They got no other way. When they catch. In the springtime, they got to live on that all the summer. That's buy flour and sugar and everything. Right now, they can go to Fairbanks, go down to see where the handout office and get something, you know. If they shut all that off, maybe people will start working again, digging up ground stuff. But then this thing here is what they don't like to hear, too, because they hear it and then it makes people mad, you know. They know what goes on before.
How many fish wheels are there today in this area around the Nana?
Let it melt.
Well, let's see. One.
Toy stuff. See that?
3, 4, 5. 6 wheels. So I know. Yeah. There was 8 last summer.
Where's my?
And they used to, in 1960, there was about 20 wheels.
Are they going to work anymore?
Yeah, everybody quit.
Were the fish wheels smaller in the past than the ones that are used today, or about the same size fish wheel?
About the same size. But they're bigger wheels, different sizes all over. Different people build them different. Some build them big, some build them small. All depends on the depth of the water where they are.
It depends on how deep the water is? Mm-hmm.
Some people, they don't like big fish wheels. For the older people, they had smaller wheels for women folks and stuff. And the stronger men, they go out and they build their fish camp and get away from their wives and their family, and they got big fish wheels. Like me and you were young, we got our family. We leave our kids and stuff up here and we go put on fish wheels. And while we're gone, we're older, you know. The younger boys take care of our wives and stuff, see while we're gone. They do that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what they call, almost like they call free love, same thing. It's the truth. Just will tell the truth. It's right.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know how to feel against that. Because I know what's going on. I've been through it. I've been through, in other words, he said, I've been through the middle, huh? That's pretty cool.
Where's the best place to put a fish wheel?
Best place in the river. Can't run it on the bank. Oh, God. You ask me where do you think is the best place for the fish wheel?
How you pick
in the river
best
on the bank?
Yeah, it was like, how do you decide what's the best place along the river?
Oh, well, that secret I can't tell you, and I won't say it. Kirk knows it. Did I tell you before, Kirk?
Yeah.
I think I did. Well, please keep it to yourself.
Okay, I'll tell you that.
That's something I can't put on. That's something I've got to keep.
Well, tell me how fish wheels are placed then. I mean, just in general, how far from the shore are the fish wheels put?
It all depends on the water. You put it 8 feet out from the bank, 10 feet, 15 feet. All depends how the water is there. Then you have to put in leads. But now another thing they've done too, they make law. You can't use leads now. You see, they broke the Indians again. They don't care no more.
Are there many laws that restrict fish wheel use today?
There are a lot of laws now. Since this became state, they really made a lot of laws. They changed the laws on putting in fences and stuff, you know. Everything, a lot of laws have changed.
Did people used to have fences to
draw? They said if Alaska became state, if you give us your votes, you'll still have your Alaska Native rights, but we don't. I told that Fish and Game that other day. We don't. They lied to us for the votes. They said we'll always remain the same. A Native didn't have to have a license to operate fish wheel or commercial fishing. We always could sell our fish to the stores and the people and buy the grub, but they lied. Afterwards, as soon as it became state, they give us big horse slap. And that's what the state wanted. That's why they wanted to become state. I knew it ahead of time. I tried to tell my people that, but no, they all vote state. They all vote for it. They made it. Now they're sorry they ever did, man.
What are some of the other restrictions that you have on fish wheels?
Hmm?
You mentioned the number of fish you can catch and licenses. What kind of a license do you have to run a fish wheel?
Well, we just have a commercial fishing license, and we have fishing license to run our gill nets, you know, stuff like that. You gotta have $15 licenses like you or him. For natives, you didn't have to have no license. Right now we got same as the whites all around. That part is all right, but there's some people of mine that can't even afford that. They could, but they get the money for it, but they don't use it, right? It's just like I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to talk to this guy and see if he can work on it now. See if he can cooperate for every village, like village in Inanna. You see, a few years from now, I'm going to be pretty big. I'm not telling you no lie there. I got this process plant already. And I figure about 5 years from now, I'll worth about $200,000-$300,000. What I'm going to do with all that money, I'm going to benefit my people with it. But the government are wasting.
You have a process.
Me, I'm not going to give them money. I'm going to order from the States all kinds of nails, wires, and then if, like, these guys come here and they got no way to make a living, I'll just go and put the fish wheel down there and I'll furnish the wire and stuff and I'll buy the fish and eggs from them and I'll give them. They're going to have to pay me for the wire when they get the fish. I'll credit them, but I won't give them money.
If you want to put in like a fish wheel, you know, like for your own purposes, mm-hmm. subsistence, do you have to have a license?
Yeah, you have to have the license if you want to sell the eggs, because if you don't have the eggs, you have to throw them in the river, and they don't want you to throw them in the river too, but why have them unless you give them to me? Then if you give them to me, that's just like you're giving me $20-$30 a day. So you won't feel right by giving it to me, so you just destroy it. There's people already have done that. Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, it happened here last summer. It happened all in the Yukon all, because they don't have license. And then they had limited on commercial fishing license this year, so they changed it. The fishing game know that, so you can get commercial fishing license anytime now. Like if you put a fish wheel in, you can get a commercial license. Then you could sell a fish. Once in a while, you need flour or sugar, you can't get no food stamp. Well, you take a couple of fish and sell it to this person up here. Maybe that person turn you in, and the guy take your name, they arrest you. See? So it's safe to have a license, no matter what. You don't know when you might want to sell one fish. A tourist might come along here and want to buy one fish. You sell it to him, oh, good guys. And you drive up the road, where you got that fish? And the guy down, what you pay for it? And the tourist ain't thinking, oh, yeah, I gave him $4 for it, see? So you come down here, and here's your little kid out here. Oh, mama stole a fish for $4. And there it is. Now you get me? You got to think sometimes. Me, I never went to school, but I think. And that's why I get it for a lot of these people around here. So they think, like, you see Stevie Ketzler, his father got him one, because he's going to go to the hospital and he might sell a fish. It don't make no difference to your kid. The law is going to arrest you. You're going to go to jail for your kid. So he get a license for it. Now I'm going to get one for Gopher. Because Gopher likes to sell fish and he'll sneak. You can't blame kids, but the law don't look at it that way. You got to pay for it and you got to go to jail for your kids.
Do you always have to have a license for a fish wheel?
Not up until now. Not up until a few years ago. Gee, I better go, huh? You make coffee to keep me here, I know it. No, this is ridiculous talking to you guys. It's nice. I mean, it ain't ridiculous, but it's killing my time. It is.
Yeah, honest. I can dig it.
I got too big a family to feed and too many people to feed in mental this winter to be talking over that tape, because that tape ain't going to benefit a lot of people, but it ain't going to benefit me by my people, right? Mm. It's like I was going to quit fishing this spring. They come up for Minto and had a big meeting with me. Begged me to go back. They were scared because nobody else would do it anymore. Even Harry Reinert, I mean, geez, you got to, if you don't fish and go to work for construction, then people really have a hard time, Edmund. I realize and I know it too. Even people from New Lado buy dry fish from me, from New Lado, New Lado, Alaska. From Hoosla, Hughes, Vinitai. I show you all the papers I got up there, I send fish to. They don't have fish. They might say they're fish and stuff. Beaver bought dry fish from me. Fort Yukon bought dry fish from me. All over they fish, but they fish a little while and then forget about it. They don't try to do
but
like they used to.
Smoke fish or dry fish?
Dry fish, smoke fish, whole fish and stuff.
Huh.
That's why I put in that big walk-in now. That's why I'm trying to work hard and get ahead now with this eggs. If I don't make it, I ain't gonna make it, but I'm gonna make it some way and sneak to benefit my people, because I was figuring on putting a big walk-in in Minto too. It'll be mine. See?
Then you're gonna have a wheel near Minto, or?
No, right here. Mm-hmm.
Take them up in a boat.
Mm-hmm. See later. That's the kind of people the BIA should help, like me. Give me money so I can, because I'll benefit the people. I'll even put it on writing for them, but they won't do that for people like Dry. No way. They rather see them go out and do it, you know? It's the truth.